This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 173. Welcome everyone to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. Well, it's the first week of 2008, so Happy New Year to everyone. Do you guys have any New Year's resolution? Yeah, that gets kind of old. But anyway, okay, so the past two weeks, Mike's been with me, and it's really great to have him during the holidays. And we got to get to a lot of parties, a lot of get-togethers, and gift exchanges and stuff like that. So it's really fun. Yesterday, I'm recording this on a Saturday. Yesterday, Friday, Mike had to go back to New Orleans, so I feel bad now. It's sad. I'm now alone for a while. I won't get to see him 2 weeks from now when we get to watch Margaret Cho. Margaret Cho is going to be here in Houston, so I'm excited about that. Also, we're planning to watch Jersey Boys. If you guys have any experience of watching Jersey Boys, let me know. Okay, so what do I do when I'm all alone? I went out, yeah, naturally. So I went to Tony's Corner Pocket last night and met up with my friends John and Mitch. They were telling me stories about New Bears Eve in Berlin. Yeah, they went there for New Year's Eve, and they said it was horrible, and I don't think they liked it. And they thought at first it was a rave party, or everybody's dancing, or if it's a packed place with hot guys and stuff like that, and people were just eating and just standing there. Looks like it. I saw the pictures. It didn't look very, very exciting. So they ended up critiquing the guys coming in and out, and you know, leave it to these guys to go all the way to Berlin just to critique the guys there. And yeah, it was what do you call this? Oh yeah, they mentioned about suffering from a guy's very bad body odor. So, well, it's kind of funny. Anyway, okay, so afterwards, I went to the Ripcord and met up with more friends there. Yeah, it was actually a leather night. It's leather night every first Friday of the month, and it was dead. Nobody was there. No one's in leather. Well, there are people coming in leather, but they would just disappear at the back patio. And what's funny, there was this guy in leather dragging another guy in a, I think he was a furry. He was wearing this all-wolf outfit. I touched the tail. My friend John told me it's rude to touch somebody's tail, you know. Anyway, I got to see a furry last night. So, interesting. Okay, so we just hanged out, drank a few beers, and yeah, went bar touring. Went to JR's and the mining company. And we went back to Ripcord. It was interesting. But it was really dead. I just got to hang out with my friends, John, Little John, and David and Fernando, and Mondo. Just hanged out around there. It was fun. And I just went home. Nothing really spectacular. Okay, so now I'm here at home on the weekend, and I'll just finish up the show for you guys. Okay, by the way, I have a new segment. I would like to talk about that in the future, maybe with Ray, of course. Because I use Netflix for my DVDs, so does Ray. So we're going to start a segment about what we have on our Netflix queue, and all of you can participate too. Yeah, you can just post on the website, go to bearpodcast.com/show, And you can post a comment there, or whatever you guys are watching. And or you can email me too. Yeah, tell me what you guys are watching, and tell me what's in your Netflix queue, and tell us how good or bad the movie you just watched or whatever. Well, let me start. Okay, I just Netflixed a German movie called Guys and Balls. It's a it's under the gay and lesbian section, and it's pretty funny. It's not awesome, but it's pretty funny. It's got bears in it showing their cracks, and they were bending over. And, yeah, you can see their hairy cracks. And in one of those scenes, yeah, they were in a leather bar, so it's pretty cool. It's one of those feel good movies. A story about a gay soccer team beating a straight team. You know, it's got that Hollywood ending with a gay twist. And what's funny was that there was a there were bears there, a threesome. Yeah, they're in a relationship, and yeah, imagine that. Three bears in a bed in a relationship, having a polyamorous relationship. Interesting. So before I go on, so if you have any comments on the Netflix thing, yeah, just post it on the website. Okay, so before I go on, I want to do some shout-outs now. Thanks to Bob and Jeff for the holiday card. Yeah, I got it last week. Yeah, I wasn't able to mention it in the holiday show because we already did the show when we got the card. So, well, thanks, Bob and Jeff. And they're from Malden, Massachusetts, and they're a wolfy couple. And hopefully I'll get to see them TBRU, yeah. Oh, speaking of TBRU, that's a Texas Bear Roundup in Dallas. I plan to go there, actually, yeah. So, but it's going to be on Easter weekend. So what do you guys think? Will there be a high attendance or a low attendance since it's an Easter weekend? So, yeah, if any of you guys are going there, yeah, let me know. Email me, bearpodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, we should hang out. Okay, so this year is going to be busy. I kind of have a problem, okay? Let me ask you guys. It's Bear Pride in Chicago on Memorial Day weekend, okay? Mike and I are planning to go. However, we also have the Lone Star Classic softball tournament here in Houston. And I'm part of the Wave, and I play softball. So I'm really torn right now. Softball or guys with hairy balls? Tough decision. Okay, so before I go on, before I forget, thank you everyone who voted for Bear Podcast at the survey that Best of the Bears 2007 held by The Complete Bear at thecompletebear.com. Yeah, we won the Best Bear Podcast. Awesome. Thank you very much, everyone, for voting for the show. And yeah, it's an honor. Awesome. Thank you very much. And maybe we'll win again next year. Hope so. Hopefully. Okay, so what do we have for you guys today? It's a woofy guy named Woofer from St. Louis. Yeah, he's my guest. He was my guest. He podcasted, we recorded last New Year's Eve, actually. And it's great to talk to him. Very great guy. And many of you guys may know him at the Bears and Lycra Speedos Yahoo group. Yeah, he's around there. He's also around Flickr and Live Journal. And yeah, it's great to have him in the show. So if you guys enjoy the interview.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Hello, everyone. This is Nard. And joining me in the show is a very special guest. He's a woofy-licious bear from St. Louis, Missouri. Here's Woofer. Hey, Woofer.
Woof, how you doing, Nard?
Great. Now that I have you in the show at last, I've been meaning to contact you for some time. I've been waiting for you to come back from your trip. So we could probably chat and, you know, have a... This is coming out during the new year, so...
Well, happy new year to everyone.
Well, happy new year. Happy new year to everyone. Okay, so, yeah, how are you? I mean, where are you right now? You're in St. Louis, right?
I am. I'm sitting in my living room.
Uh-huh.
I took today off. Our company offers a floating holiday, and usually everybody's so busy working during the year, they can't even take their regular vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody just winds up taking New Year's Eve as a floating holiday. So.
Oh yeah, I would do that too. Like, they gave
sit around in my living room and talk to you and get paid for it. Hey.
Oh really? Okay. Getting that's good. Actually, our company also gave us today off. It's supposed to be either you take the 24th off, you know, the Christmas Eve off, or take the New Year's off, New Year's Eve off. But they give us both, so that's awesome. Yeah. So okay, St. Louis. How long have you been there in St. Louis?
Well,
you live in most of your life.
I actually was born and raised here in the St. Louis area.
Oh, you're a native. Okay.
I am. Well, I was out in the countryside. Well, what used to be the countryside when I was growing up, it would take an hour to an hour and a half to get downtown into St. Louis. You know, now you can do it in 20 minutes because they put this big freeway. And my little hometown, which had 325 people, is now a bedroom community in a suburb of St. Louis. You know,
325, and it grew right now. Wow,
that's what it used to have. Now it has thousands.
It's a very small town.
Oh yeah, they have traffic lights and McDonald's and a Walmart and the whole nine yards. They destroyed my home. But anyways, that's okay.
Yeah. St. Louis, and so probably in about you moved around the city.
I went after 2 years of college, and I was working two jobs to put myself through college. I was after 2 years, I was just burned out because I was working 50, 60 hours a week, and I was an engineering major, and I was just totally burned out. Somebody says, "Hey, join the Army for a few years and get the money to go back to school."
That's
and
right.
I said, "Me, Army? I don't know." So 6 months later, I was in the Army. Uh-huh. And it's like, okay, I can do this for a few years. Mm-hmm. Well, the few years turned out to be 22. And
okay.
Out of that 22, I spent 13 of it living in Germany or deployed overseas.
That's why you know German. You need to brush up on German when you... Yeah.
That's how I learned German. And so I retired from the Army in 2001 and returned here to St. Louis. And the only reason I didn't want to come back to St. Louis, I was thinking about moving to Portland, Oregon, or somewhere in the Pacific Northwest, even though I'd never been there, because it seemed like a really nice place to go. Unfortunately, the only place I could afford to go to school would be back here in Missouri. So even though I was gone for all those years, I was still a Missouri resident. And trying to go to any other state to go to college, you have to pay out-of-state residency fee, and I couldn't really afford that. So I wound up right back here where I started off.
Yeah. And you're active there in the bear community, too?
I am.
You won the Mr. Heartland Bear 2007 by the Show Me Bears.
I did. I won Mr. Heartland Bear last year.
Okay.
It was a competition with a bunch of other guys, pretty hot guys too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even a swimsuitless portion of the contest.
Swimsuitless, is that you saying?
A swimsuitless portion.
Oh, okay.
That's how that the local the club saw it. And they've got a few of them around. I'm sure people have heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm pretty comfortable running around without clothes on, as anybody's read my blog,
yes,
I didn't really have a problem with that part. So maybe that gave me the competitive edge. I don't know. It's all just fun and games, anyways. Anyways, I really needed the $300.
Okay. Oh, there's a price. Okay.
Yeah, but I did pretty good with silly contests this year in raising money.
You've been raising. Yeah, you're gonna do raising of money right now. You're gonna raise money now as a Heartland Bear.
Oh yeah, I've did fundraisers here, and during we just had Hibernation.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I was portioned running the charity auction for that, and during Hibernation we raised I think $12,000.
Wow,
for our local charities. So yeah, we really bust our ass on that. Mm-hmm. And then of course we do fundraising all year long. Our next the next big one. I mean, we actually do them all year long. But I guess the next really big one is going to be the Mr. Heartland Bear Contest 2008, which now that I've been elected road captain, I have to run. And so I will be instrumental in choosing my successor.
Okay.
But it's always great, and it's held here in St. Louis the first weekend of June. So everybody can make their plans to come to St. Louis the first weekend of June. And it's like I said, it's not just for local, it's the heartland. So anyone from Minnesota to Illinois to Ohio, down to Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, Arkansas, Nebraska, Kansas, you know, anything that's, you know, connected vaguely here in basically what's called the heartland, they're all eligible to compete.
I see.
And so it would be really great to have, you know, some more. And we do have people from quite a few different states that compete. That's a great fun weekend and a good way to come and see St. Louis. And it's like a good excuse, you know. So.
I haven't been to St. Louis.
Ooh,
okay, besides besides joining the bear stuff and going around with activities with the Show Me Bears, what other fun things that you can do there? Because I've never been to St. Louis. So
And everybody says, well, you've got the arch. You know, it's like, okay, I can go up in this big thing. And, yeah, you do really get a great view. But in addition to that, I mean, it's really a great cultural center. Our art museum is phenomenal. There's theater, concerts. You know, we're one of the big stops. The park system here, matter of fact, Forest Park, our big park, is even bigger than Central Park in New York.
Oh, really? Okay.
We've got one of the top zoos in the country, which is all free. So, yeah, there's all kinds of fun things to do. There's a Six Flags amusement park just out of town for all the roller coaster bears out there. And I know there's a lot of coaster bears out there. You know,
I love roller coasters, too.
And so, yeah, they've got tons of coasters there. I used to even work at Six Flags when I was in high school.
You know, that's the problem here in Houston. We don't have any more Six Flags. Which really sucked because it's something that everybody. Well, I myself, when I moved there, it's something that I really wanted to go around, especially the wooden roller coaster, and you know, it's really a good weekend getaway to go to Six Flags. But having no Six Flags here, the only option would be, well, for me, since my partner lives in New Orleans, the next one should have been a Six Flags in New Orleans. But you know, when Katrina hit, there's no Six Flags in New Orleans either. So there's none there, and there's none here. I have no choice to go somewhere else, I guess.
Another reason to come to St. Louis. And we're a cheap place.
Okay.
We're inexpensive. We're cheap, but we're not easy. How about that? But no, the cost of living here in St. Louis is really good. So that makes St. Louis, you get all the benefits of a big city, but you don't have the crowds or the high prices that go with being in a big city.
Yeah, I'm sure you've gone through a lot of the places there already, and you've been exploring other places. You travel a lot.
I do travel.
You travel a lot.
You know, I figured, okay, after all those years in the Army, I'd come back home and I'd settle down and I wouldn't be running all over the place like I did for the last 20-some-odd years. However, getting started after I graduated from college, the only people that were answering my phone calls was this consulting company.
Mm-hmm.
So I work for a large consulting company as a technical consultant. And I have to go wherever the work is that needs my skills.
That's right.
Now, fortunately, it hasn't been, too wide stretch, but I spent almost a year and a half, I guess, total, up near Chicago doing two different projects there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to do a couple of projects here in St. Louis. Now I'm working on a project in Minneapolis where I'm meeting a lot of the Minneapolis Bears up there. You talk about a friendly bunch.
Uh-huh.
They are amazingly friendly up there, and I'm really looking forward to going back up there.
Yeah.
This past month, I wound up in Switzerland, of all places.
Oh, yeah, we're in Zurich. I saw your pictures, and, you've been blogging about it. It's awesome.
That's
oh my
true. I do,
gosh!
I really blog a lot,
which is awesome. Yeah, I like that. I like reading your blog. Well, I'll get to that later.
Yeah.
But tell us about tell the audience about Zurich or wherever you've gone to around the Switzerland.
Well, I was based in the town of Basel. Basel is where Switzerland, Germany, and France all comes together.
Mm-hmm.
It's right near what they would call the Alsatian region of France. And everybody, the Swiss are like the Germans, only a bit slower and more reserved, if that's possible. They're very cautious. They don't rush into things. So they take their time, and they make sure that they're doing it right. Mm-hmm. And they're very proper about things.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really nice, but it's, since I was so used to living in Germany, it really kind of threw me off kilter a little bit, and it's really hard to explain. So mm-hmm. I won't try to explain it.
Okay. Did you do the Da Vinci Code trip there or something? Wasn't the part of Da Vinci Code done there in Switzerland? I don't quite remember, but. Anyway,
I don't think so. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
It's been a while since I read the book.
Oh, okay.
And I believe it or not, I never get to see the movie.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So,
all I know is that Tom Hanks has bad hair in it.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, while I was there,
okay.
While I was there, I was there for a whole month from the Sunday after Thanksgiving, which wasn't really my plan. But mm-hmm. you know, like I said, sometimes you don't have control of these things. You know, they called me up the week before Thanksgiving and they said, "Hey, can you be there the day after? You know, the Sunday after Thanksgiving?" It's like, "Do I have a choice?" I said, "Well, not really."
Mm-hmm.
So
you have a choice? No.
Yeah, so I was there from the Sunday after Thanksgiving to the Friday before Christmas, and. So I was there for a whole month, and so that gave me 3 weekends to go exploring. The first weekend, I met up with my ex, Egon, who lives in Germany, and he was going.
Wait
to
a
be
second!
On a train.
You met up with your ex in Germany? Oh, because you used when you were in Germany.
When I was in the army, I spent those last 10 years in Germany mm-hmm. out of the 13, and then the last six. I actually had a German boyfriend.
I see.
But, you know, you weren't supposed to, you know, ask or tell about all that stuff. But,
okay.
Hey, you know, I'm retired, so, you know, screw them.
Uh-huh.
I can talk about it now. Yes, yeah. I was in the Army, and I had a boyfriend.
Yes.
And they didn't catch me. So, you know, I get my little retirement check and my medical, and so, you know,
uh-huh.
I'm a happy homosexual.
All right.
Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, okay.
I told you I'd get off.
Yeah, I love it. Okay.
Anyway, so I was in contact with him. He says, "Well, I'm going to go see my boyfriend in St. Gallen, which is up in the northeastern part of Switzerland, where Germany, Switzerland, and Liechtenstein and Austria all come together."
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Well, I'll be coming through there on the train." So I met him at the train station in Basel, and so we rode the train over there. And we spent some weekend over there, going up in the Alps, seeing some local culture over there.
Okay.
The neat thing was that it was Christmas time, so all the Christmas markets are in open up, which is a whole lot of fun.
Okay.
And I finally got to see some snow. Everybody said, "Oh, you're going to Switzerland. You better take lots of coats and gloves and hats and bundle up. You're going to freeze." And actually, it was really warm there. And if I wanted to freeze and be in you know, where it was all snowy, I should have stayed home because it was all snowy here and cold. And over there, it was like in the 40s and 50s the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get to go up in the Alps and play in the snow a little bit.
Did you make bear angels? I don't know. Was there enough snow?
There was enough snow. Yeah. Once I got up into the mountains, I got enough snow so we could, you know, play in the snow and throw snowballs and stuff.
You know what? That's something I've never done in my life. I did try making a snowball hit Mike. When I was in Ohio, I tried doing that, throwing, but not enough snow. But anyway, okay, back to the Alps. Okay.
So the Alps were fun, and unfortunately, we were going to go all the way to the top of the peak there, but the cable car wasn't running because there was a storm coming in. So we went to the hotel and had soup and beer instead.
Yeah.
Soup and beer is always good. And
soup?
Chocolate.
Soup? What's in the soup?
Well, the soup was, it was just, you know, it was just really, really good soup. I think it was made with
soup and beer. Okay.
Well, I gotta just drink beer. I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't put the beer in the soup.
I know, but
a bowl of soup and a mug of beer and...
You're in a liquid diet, yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Okay, I have a question about the guys from Switzerland. How do you compare them, here in the U.S.?
Well, believe it or not, the bear community in Switzerland is very small. There is one bear group for the entire country.
For the entire country, okay.
The entire country, and it's got maybe members at the most.
How many members again?
maybe 40 guys.
Wow.
In the entire club. And so, you know, they kind of do random little trips back and forth throughout the country, you know, little get-togethers.
Mm-hmm.
But even, you know, they're in Switzerland. Well, bars in Europe themselves are pretty small anyways. You don't have, you know, big bars like, you know, like here, you know, in St. Louis, we're lucky to have a really huge one with JJ's.
Mm-hmm.
But over there, you know, it's a really small one. And the best beer bar in Switzerland is actually in the one of the back rooms of the ROB leather shop.
Oh, a leather shop. It's not a bar, but a leather shop, but they have a back room.
They have kind of a back room. And so on Friday and Saturday night, they open it up as a little bar.
Ah, okay.
And, you know, so that's kind of the bear leather bar for Zurich. And it's, you know, and there was some, you know, kind of woofy guys there.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the guys over there, they I guess they're kind of in hiding. You know, like
they're in hiding? Hiding in the sense that they don't want to be seen because they're in the closet? Something like that?
Kind of. I mean, like
really?
I said, they're very reserved over there. And even though, you know, their attitudes towards homosexuality are a lot more liberal, they're just very reserved, and they're just kind of, you know, I'm just going to stay to myself and stay home. So they don't go out to the bars that much.
Mm-hmm. I think they all went out because they knew you were coming. Maybe.
Well, fortunately, yeah, they do a lot of their meeting online.
Oh, okay. That's no fun.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, it's more fun when you can go out and, you know, see what you're getting.
Yeah.
Interact a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I would understand, you know, just plan something. Okay, we're going to have a bear meeting this and there, this time of the day. So,
yeah.
And then
they have their own bear meetings, but not that many people come out for them.
That's, yeah.
Kind of weird.
Actually, in Europe, when was it? Last August, my partner and I were there. And it's hard to see chubby and stocky guys, and you know that are really my type. And most of the people there were like the Bear Force One build. Would it be the same? Is it the same in the
kind of? Yeah. The ones that are really out and about are the ones that are smaller. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're not the big guys.
Yeah, but nothing's wrong with that. I mean, people have
fine. Mm-hmm. You know, but like you say, like, you know, I'm like you. You know, I like them.
I like him
beefy.
Yeah. It was funny when I came back home here in Houston, and I went to a Walmart. Oh my God, all these chubby Texan guys. I'm back home. I felt like I was really home. So
now don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh.
There are some hot, big, burly, furry guys.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of them. I was lusting after the taxi driver or the bus driver that brought me in from the airport.
Oh, yeah, taxi drivers, they're hot, too.
They got that little uniform thing going, too, so that's even better.
They wear uniforms? Okay.
Well, I meant the bus driver.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, the bus drivers.
Yeah. But, you know, there are some really hot, you know, burly men over there, but they don't go out to the bars, and, you know, and of course, you know, there's no way to really know. But, you know, there's plenty of eye candy.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Yeah, you know.
And you were there for a month. My gosh.
For a whole month, you know, and it kind of went by really quick because, you know, I was working 12, 13-hour days. That's the curse of the consultant. But it was fun on the weekends. You know, the first weekend I hooked up with Aegon. We went to St. Gallen and hung out with him and his new boyfriend and got to see some stuff there. And then they introduced me to a friend of theirs in Zurich who I went and spent the second weekend with.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me around Zurich, and we went to a few of the bars, and we went to some beer halls, and we saw part of the old town. We were walking through the park on Saturday morning, and I heard this horn, you know, bah, bah, bah,
a horn, okay.
And we walked around a bank of trees, and there was a guy playing one of these alpine horns, the things that are like 12, 13 foot long.
Ah, okay.
On the shores of Lake Zurich. And that was really neat, you know. And he was just out there practicing, but, you know, it's not something you can really practice in your apartment.
Yeah, that's true. It's pretty
your
big.
I get a little upset. So he went down on the shores of the lake, and he was going, bah, bah, bah. It was really neat.
Wow. You should have taken pictures. Exactly. Did you take pictures of that one?
I did. Ah. There were pictures posted of that.
Okay, I have to.
I've been pretty prolific here lately. Oh man!
I love those pictures you make. You always do those posters. I love the posters whenever you do
my
those.
Movie posters.
Your movie posters.
I had gotten out of them for a while. I was doing them pretty regularly, but the reason I got out of the habit of doing them is because I haven't really had the chance to go to too many movies in the last 6 months.
Oh,
because I was just working so much.
Yeah.
So I finally got to go to some movies, a couple movies this last week, and that was a lot of fun. So I did some posters, and I'm hoping I'm doing a couple more. I was going to do Beowulf, but I can't believe Beowulf is already out of the theaters.
Oh, that's right.
Came, didn't it? It's like,
yeah. It's pretty nice, even though it's animated, but you could tell, the way they... a little bit of spoilers if anybody there hasn't watched. Like you haven't watched it.
You're supposed to read that book in high school anyway, so you already know what happened.
No, yeah, that's true. That is true. It's just that Anthony Hopkins, who was playing the king there, they kind of depicted him to be a, you know, I think kind of a woofy bear.
He is a woofy bear to begin with.
Well, yeah, he is, yeah. In there, he's just, you know, just wearing a loincloth and stuff and... It was,
ooh, Anthony Hopkins in a loincloth?
Well, it, of course, it was animated, so...
But I don't care.
I don't care. I don't care. Actually, I had that thought, too. Take that off. Yeah, he was kind of naked underneath. Yeah, you should watch it. Oh, wait for it in DVD.
I guess I'll have to. Man, yeah. I'm really planning on seeing it when we get the holidays here.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Uh-huh. But yeah, of course, you know, that that would be an obvious choice for a poster. You know, Beowulf.
That's right.
and, of course, that's part of the whole thing. I have to work the word woof. Or some form of it into the title.
Yeah, there you go, Beowulf. Beowulf, Beowulf. Okay.
And like the last one I did was Wolfie Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. That was a good movie.
Yeah, I saw that too, and it's awesome. And, it's very gory. I would imagine
it's cartoon
the
blood.
Yeah.
It's you know, and it's really cartoonish. So I wasn't really, you know, grossed out. You know, and I don't go for slasher films at all. Matthew does, but I just don't like them. You know?
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm afraid of blood. I've seen enough, you know, real blood and gore in my life that I don't have to worry about that.
Oh, that's right. Actually, it was funny. The day before or that morning before I watched Sweeney Todd, Mike was telling me, you know what? I think I have a craving for meat pies all of a sudden. I didn't know what he was talking about because I've never seen Sweeney Todd before in the musicals or in the plays. But when I at last got to see it, oh, so that's what he meant, meat pies.
Yeah, because I had, you know, I knew the premise and I'd heard of it, but you know, I'd never seen the play, I'd never heard any of the songs. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was going into it totally fresh.
Yeah,
so I thought it was great. So you know, somebody who might be a theatrical purist might disagree.
Yeah, but, I would imagine there was somebody out there who wouldn't like it. And what else did you watch? Sweeney Todd, and there's another one.
Well, I was going to go see the Dewey Cox story, that their comedy that was done by the guys that did Knocked Up and all that stuff.
Ah, okay.
So I went ahead and did a poster of it, but that poster that they did was already a parody of the Doors' Greatest Hits album cover with Jim Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing a parody of a parody.
Yeah, I guess you can do that.
Yeah.
There's no problem with that. Anyway, okay, so let's talk about upcoming trips this coming year, 2008.
Well, this year, I am hoping to go back to Louis. I went to Louis last year and had a great time. It was my first time in Houston, and when I went down there, I knew a sum total of one person,
mm-hmm.
and that's only because I talked to him online a few times, and he said, you should really come down. But everybody was so friendly, and, you know, one person introduced me to another, so I wound up meeting all kinds of great people, and I just had a really wonderful time. And it was kind of nice because I went someplace where I didn't know anyone, and it was just the fun of meeting new people.
Yeah. Actually, I recognized you when we were at EJ's. Recognized you, and then, I know this guy from LJ, and then, aren't you Wolfer? Yeah, and then that's when we hanged out a bit at EJ's.
Well, and that's another neat thing. That's, you know, that's something that's great about LiveJournal is that you can learn so much about people, even though you've never met them. You know so much about them that when you first meet, you can just start talking like you've known each other for years. Because, hey, you know, how's that cold doing, you know, or, you know, hey, what's, you know, did your job ever settle down? And you can just start talking about things because you know more about people than just, hey, you're pretty hot, you know, from
our or leave a what do you call that? A guest book entry.
Yeah. Oh, you're
like,
you're
Wolf. You're hot. Wolf.
I hate the guest book thing.
Yeah, I don't like it either. It's so unnatural. But yeah, getting to meet people. Yeah, that's why I really love LJ. That's where I meet a lot of friends and a lot of bear friends also from different cities. And that's pretty much where I got to know you before I saw you at Louis. And yeah, it's a great tool. Well, right now I'm on Twitter, too.
And everywhere that I've gone, it's like, you know, I run into people that I meet on LiveJournal or they come through town, and you can just, you know, start talking. You know, and it's amazing to me. Every single time, it works every single time. I just say, hey, I'm going to be in town. Okay, let's get together for dinner. And you meet up, and you can just start talking. There's no getting to know you part because you already know each other.
That's true. That's right. You already friended each other, and you already chat online and probably, you know, because since it's a blog and
it's like it's almost a blog and interactive messaging at the same time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can comment on somebody's things and then they'll comment back. So you get a dialogue going to where you can discuss, you know, all these different topics, you know, and it's not like other things where you're, like I said, it's not just, you know, sex talk. It's talk about, you know, real life and issues and stuff.
Yeah. That's actually, I think that's one of the reasons why I did this podcast too, because it's, there's more to the bear community and more to the bear people that I know, or we all know online, stuff like that. There's more to it than just the hairy chests and nice bellies and stuff like that. There also have, the people have something to say.
Exactly.
They have, stories to tell, pictures to show, and stories to tell. So I like you know, just chatting like this too. But yeah, when I got to meet you there at Louis, let me see. You saw the shows. Yeah, it's gonna be it's a week after Mardi Gras. It's a week after Mardi Gras. So
this year, this year is the first weekend of February.
Yeah, February 7th to 10th, and this time, Wolfer. It's not coinciding with the Oscars. Yeah, so the Oscars is going to be on the 24th.
Which, as it turns out, I really didn't get to see too much of. But
yeah, yeah. I think I just
I wound up being otherwise occupied.
Ooh, Matt. Oh yeah, yeah. So February 7th. It's going to be earlier this weekend. So yeah, we should hang out. You should hang out when you come over here.
We want to get back down for that. I'm just about this close to maybe going to TBRU.
Oh, really? Okay.
I was thinking about it.
I'm debating to go too.
Huh?
I'm debating to go to TBRU also because it's a Easter weekend.
It is Easter weekend?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that'll make it even better. That means I'm off anyways.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I could really care less about Easter, so.
Uh-huh.
But that's good. So I guess my big deciding point there is whether or not I can get a room in the host hotel.
Yeah, I think there's still time. There's still time. So
I mean, if I wind up getting in an overflow, then that kind of really it becomes a hassle, you know. Especially if you're doing, you know, costume changes, which I tend to do a lot.
Oh yeah, that's right, Lycra. Good segue there. Okay, so let's talk about that.
Leather and Lycra. Oh yeah, all
leather and Lycra. You're very active in the Bears and Lycra Speedos community. And yeah, which one do you prefer more, or do you like them equally, lycras or leather?
Oh, I like fun outfits. I like wrestling singlets. Mm-hmm. I've got, you know, quite a collection that I have amassed. You know, but you've got your favorites, and those are all a lot of fun. You know, because everybody, you know, wrestling singlets, the whole sports gear fetish thing. Is always a lot of fun, and the wrestling thing. So you've got the whole wrestling, you know, it kind of shows off your chest.
Yeah.
And of course, everybody's got a great package when you wear a wrestling singlet. Trust me, guys. If you want to look like you got a huge package, even if you don't, Give yourself a singlet because you're going, it just you know, enhances it and sticks it out there and say, hey, look what I got.
Yeah.
You know, and every, it's just like Army BDU camouflage pants gives everybody a great ass.
Mm-hmm.
So, these are the costume secrets. But yeah.
Costume secrets. But I also
like the Speedos because, you know, that just, it, like, you know, you're almost naked, but you've just got that little bit covered up,
mm-hmm.
and it's nice and smooth and shiny, and that just really appeals to me as well.
Ah.
So I this is just the whole tight fitting, revealing, and, being almost naked in public, but mm-hmm. getting away with it.
Yeah,
type thing, so.
That's true. I'd like to get Mike one of those. Yeah, speaking of that, I was talking to Ali about a few weeks ago. He was on the show here a few weeks ago, and of course, he also likes Lycra and Speedos on bears. How about you? Do you yourself have problems with the size you want to get?
Sometimes. I mean, I eBay is my biggest source for it.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find a Speedo that'll fit, yeah, that's pretty hard. I've only got a couple of actual Speedos because they are hard to get. Speedo themselves, they only go up to like maybe 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you don't mind, stretching them out and stuffing yourself into them,
mm-hmm.
then I can get my fat ass in there. and that's half the fun as well,
Yeah, but I like it. Even though if it's tight, the tighter even would be better.
Exactly, But if it becomes too tight, then it starts digging in, and you get these weird ring foldy things. And yeah,
that's right.
Because you want it to be nice and tight and revealing, but you don't want it to look silly either.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All fussy about how they look,
Yeah,
and that's one of the big things that I try to do. Through my work, with Mr. Heartland Bear and on my blog and that, is to help guys with their self-image.
Because
a lot of people, and it's just our culture.
Okay.
Culture nowadays, well, it's always been that way, is that, oh, you're fat, you're ugly, you're a big fat slob, blah, blah, blah. And I still get it to this day, And it used to be really terrible, and I had terrible self-esteem. And I thought I was ugly, and nobody's going to want me, and nobody wants to look at this,
mm-hmm.
and all of that stuff. And the fact of the matter is that there's a lot of guys that do want to see this stuff. Obviously, my more revealing posts are the ones that I get the most comments on.
Yes, definitely.
You people have created a monster.
Yes. All
but
these
no,
bears.
And a lot of guys have told me that, they appreciate the fact that I'm talking about this stuff,
mm-hmm.
and saying, okay, and they see that, people respond positive when I'm out there doing it, things like that, or I'll enter these shower contests.
Mm-hmm.
I made about $200 this past year in a couple of shower contests, and that's just running around in a towel getting wet. And people really, and I talk about that, and it's like, wow, people actually do like to see big guys,
Yeah.
So maybe I can, I can take my shirt off when I go to a bar or something. And so, thank you. You trust me. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Some people are going to bitch, but there's going to be just as many people who say, woof.
Well, if you go to the right bar, like probably a leather bar or a bear bar,
right.
They wouldn't even mind. No one would. People would even
exactly.
love it.
Exactly. That's even more encouraged. But even in those situations, guys are still they're still too self-conscious to actually take their shirt off. Even if even at a bear event, where you've got everybody running around with their shirts off, or half of them,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of guys that still, they've got that just stuff drilled into their head. Oh, I'm not good looking. I'm not attractive. I better keep my shirt on. Blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is, You got to throw it out there, and trust me, somebody's gonna want.
Yeah, actually, I get that comment sometimes with some people that I'm getting a belly myself, and you're not taking care of yourself. Actually, I do. It's just that probably the, you know, the way I like it. And there are people who love it, who love, you know, round bellies, you know, which I like.
But yeah, and that's a great part of it too. I mean, you do have to take care of yourself, and you have to, you know, make sure that you're healthy. But you can be healthy and heavy at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. And you and Matt, is Matt also into wearing Speedos and Lycra and leather? Maybe
he does. Well, he's not quite as gregarious as I am, or not that big. But he does like wearing wrestling singlets, and he's into some of the leather and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We were out in leather just the other night.
Oh, really?
Wearing our vests and stuff to the bar. It was kind of fun. We got all hot. We didn't stay that long. And he's like, you know, he likes the sports gear and stuff too. So like I said, I tend to take things a little further, I guess.
Yeah. So yeah, let's talk about Matt a bit. How long have you been with Matt?
He snagged me up pretty much right as I got back into town.
Oh, direct from Germany.
I hit town back in 2001. And I came back, and I was really shy back then, believe it or not, because I still had the whole, you know, you're in the Army, nobody can know, you have to stay hidden, you know, so keep it low-keyed and don't talk to anybody, and nobody finds out. You know, so you get that little, the Army kind of drills that little paranoia into you, which is why this whole don't ask, don't tell thing that they've got is so stupid. And while I'm on the subject, I'm going to get off topic here or take it over here and plug my friend John Spiss.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Him and a couple of his straight Army buddies get together and talk about the whole don't ask, don't tell thing. So
yeah, I just found out about it too in on Bears for Non-Bears LiveJournal community, and I didn't know that John has started one, so that's awesome. Yeah, don't ask, don't tell. The ADT,
ADT podcast. Look for it on iTunes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I think he's already up to episode 7.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Anyway, okay.
So yeah, I got back to town in 2001, and I was, you know, was really shy. I wasn't really talking to a whole lot of guys. You know, but I'd start, you know, dropping by the bar for happy hours. A group of Bears that would get together for happy hour, and that was kind of neat. And I'd kind of, you know, slowly get to know people, and I'd slowly get to know Matt. But Matt didn't want to talk to me at first.
Oh, okay.
Well, and it wasn't that he didn't want to talk to me, but he was, at first, he didn't know how to approach talking to me. You know, mm-hmm. He didn't know what I was into or anything like that. You know, but, so he was kind of intrigued by me, and I was really intrigued by him. And, of course, the more you really want to get to know somebody seriously, the more intimidated you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kind of, you know, sniffed around each other, you know, and slowly started to talk to each other for, you know, back and forth.
Sniffed around each other.
Before you know it, you know, we were actually going, because, you know, back then, you know, I just got out of the Army, and I just got out of a relationship, and it's like, I'm free. And as a matter of fact, I was, you know, and everybody says, oh, you don't have a boyfriend? What's wrong with that? And it's like, I don't want a boyfriend. I don't want to be in a relationship. I want to have some fun. I want to go play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was, as a matter of fact, I was going to go and get a T-shirt, not in a relationship, don't want to be, let's fuck.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was just going to go have that on a T-shirt, you know, that way that I answer all your questions. I just want to play and have fun. But before you know it, boom, you know, 6 months later, I'm in a relationship.
Well,
and
it happens.
Couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just started hanging out more and more, and we went to Bear Pride and IML together. Matter of fact, I asked him, you know, if I could be his husband on the floor at Sidetracks.
Oh.
Bear Show Tunes. He says, are you serious? And he's like, don't screw with me. I said, like, I'm totally serious. He says, okay.
Oh, that is so sweet.
And then I disappeared into a conga line.
Oh.
I can't resist the conga line.
Okay.
When I came back, I always come back.
Uh-huh. That's conga line. That's so funny. Okay, so that was in Chicago. Do you sometimes reenact it? Something like, you know, whenever you go to Sidetracks. You've gone to Chicago, back to Chicago after that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
done to Bear Pride and all that several times. And that, and of course, you know, Bear Show Tunes and Sidetracks is always one of the highlights. But, and yeah, we kind of, you know, I mean, we always, you know, stuff. It's, oh, yeah, we remember this. And
yeah.
There's all kinds of little highlights that we remember.
Actually, I want to go to Bear Pride this year, this coming year. Mike, my partner, wanted to go. So he said that, yeah, why won't we go to Bear Pride this coming year? So I've never been. I've never been to Bear Pride before.
And, you know, there's always a good crowd. Mm-hmm. Plus, you've got the added attraction of IML happening the same weekend, so you've got a lot of leather bears running around,
mm-hmm.
and you can zip over to the leather market, which is always worth a visit. You know, your credit card may never forgive you, but I never knew there were so many neat things. It's like I want the candy store. That's it.
How do you ship it? Do they ship, or you you don't carry it on?
A lot of places can ship, or okay. You know, you can take it with you. Or
it would be interesting how they react when they see it. Ooh, wow, leather whips! Or
well, you know what? I like I said, I travel every week for my work, but I always take some toys along with me.
Okay,
but you never
you'll never know.
You're gonna meet somebody to play with, you know.
And
I took some stuff with me to Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, I had my Japanese bondage rope and my clothespins, and the only use I really got was when I had to do laundry.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my God. I saw that. You really used them for their purpose, really.
No, that's actually Japanese bondage rope. But you know, I needed to do my laundry, so I use it to hang up my laundry.
Yeah. and that's awesome. Yeah, I didn't know that they didn't have dryers there, or...
Well, it's trying to find a laundromat. Number one, they don't use laundromats that much over there.
Okay.
And the only time I really had to do it was on a Sunday, and they're not a 24/7 society like they are here.
Mm-hmm.
Stores in Switzerland, they shut up at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And on weekends, you know, you've only got a few hours there too. So the laundry service wasn't really available.
Mm-hmm.
And to use the hotel laundry service, well, a pair of underwear would cost $2 for each pair of underwear to get cleaned.
Now that's
you can imagine that a couple of weeks worth of laundry, that's going to add up pretty dang quick. So it's like, you know what? I can scrub them out in the sink. So I scrubbed them out and I rinsed them in the shower and I hung them up on my little clothesline, and voila, I had clean clothes.
You just use your Japanese bondage stuff.
Exactly. You know, you got to improvise, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of household items can be used as bondage equipment, too.
Repurpose, you know,
my favorite bondage shopping store is Home Depot.
Oh.
Plus all the hot men that run
exactly,
around.
Exactly,
yeah. It's a fun place to go shopping. But yeah, in terms of traveling with toys, don't be concerned about traveling with toys.
Okay.
Because they've seen it all.
But
you're not the first one who's traveled with a dildo or a pair of nipple clamps or, you know, some wrist mm-hmm. or ankle restraints or some line of rope or whatever through the checkpoint. As long as you're not trying to blow stuff up, they could really give a rat's ass.
But let's say, okay, for example, dildos, I think there's a limit. You cannot have more than 3 or more than 4, something like that. And if you do have, you have those with the intent to sell, and they don't want, I think in Texas they don't do that. I mean, they don't allow that, so you might get arrested.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't bring more than 4 dildos in your bag. Yeah, so.
So only bring your favorites. Besides, there is a weight limit, you know. So, you know, you gotta pick out your favorite toys or what you think you might want to use and take it with you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's interesting that you always, you're Japanese. But you're Japanese, what do you call that? Japanese bondage rope. Okay. But when you brought that, you always bring that, don't you?
Well,
whenever you travel, besides...
No, not always that. You know, sometimes I'll bring other things. You know, I've got my little leather ankle and wrist restraints and a bunch of clips to clip them all together. And my nipple clamps, you know. Those are my fun things.
Nipple clamps. I wrote a song about that. Wow. So, okay. Well, let me see. We're running more than about 45 minutes now. Wow. But it's awesome. It's really great to have you in the show at last. I've been meaning to have you in the show for some time now. It's
Yeah, I get the crazy people over there.
Yeah. Well, how can people reach you? Let's say a profile or a bare profile that you have.
You know what? The best place on the dreaded 411. I'm still on there, and on Bear City, ma'am. I'm just Woofer.
Mm-hmm.
You can look for Woofer. I don't get on there that often though, because I really don't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way to find me is through my blog on Live Journal. So I'm WooferSTL. Livejournal.com.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to find out all about me. And, of course, from there you can click on my user info, and that's got an email address, you know, which would be wooferstl@livejournal.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to drop me a note there. Or you can just leave a comment on one of the entries, and I have entries all the time and tons of pictures. I'm really overexposed.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm doing my year in pictures review coming up in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just post so many pictures. This past week, I did like my year-end closeout. I had all these extra pictures floating around that I'd never posted, and I wanted to put them out there and show people. So I did about 6 posts in one day.
Yeah, that happens to me too. It's just so much pictures you have to post, and you can only post one. Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'll pick out like my favorites for each month, and then I'll let everybody vote on them.
Mm-hmm.
And let them decide which one they wanted for each month, and then I'll let them all put the best of each month together, and they can vote on their favorite picture of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, the last year's picture of the year was me rolling out around on the bed in front of my stupid webcam. It's like I got all these really neat pictures, but they chose a low res picture. It's really funny finding what people like and what they don't like.
Yeah, I like that picture with you doing the John Lennon pose with Matt.
And I'm just trying to explain, because you've got, it's like, okay, now what I want you to do, and I need you to put on that black outfit. Now I need you to lay on the rug like this.
Uh-huh.
Like, so fortunately, I've got willing co-conspirators. I've got what Savage Love they would call is GGG, good game and giving.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I want to do all these weird things. It's like, okay, I'll do it, whatever you want. Okay, so sit like this or move like that. And even the dog is the same way. If you saw my Christmas card that I posted,
yes,
on Christmas, uh-huh. She's out there going, I better be getting a cookie out of this. But she'll lay there and let us do crazy stuff like pile bears on her, which we did.
Yeah, I like that Christmas photo.
So yeah, I've got the picture, the year in review coming up, which will be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Everybody out there, check out Woofer STL at that livejournal.com. That's how people can catch you. Yeah. Well, okay, so thank you very much, Woofer, and it's really great having you in the show.
It's great talking with you too, Nari.
And I'm looking forward to see you this coming Louie.
Well, I'm looking forward to it too. I'm going to give you another big old hug.
Oh, awesome.
My patented industrial strength hug.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great interview with the great Woofer. He's really a very nice guy. I really love that guy. So check him out, wooferstl.livejournal.com. Okay, so yeah, we're going to close the show. It's a pretty long show already. Okay, so, but first, let me read an email. I got an email from Andrew from Australia. He says, hi there, Nard. I just want to say a quick hello and say how much I enjoy your podcast. I'm from Brisbane in Queensland, Australia, and love listening to you as well as the bears in the city. Yeah, Seamus and the other guys. I have got a lot of catching up to do on the podcast. Yeah, please, catch up to you. There's a lot of shows going on, movies, videos, and interviews with Ali, Holiday Special, Chaser Shows. And the New Year's special. There's just so many things happening right now in the podcast. And again, The Complete Bear, thank you everyone for voting. Thank you again. Really appreciate it. Okay, guys, if you have any comments, post your comments on the website at bearpodcast.com/show. Or, you know, you can type in bearpodcast.com. It will forward you to that blog website. I need to do some changes in that website, though. Okay, so if you have any voice comments, yes, it would be all welcome. 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Yeah, play it in the show. It'd be great to hear from you guys. And yeah, don't forget, if you have Netflix, if you're into Netflix, what's in your Netflix queue right now? Okay, so what else? MySpace.com/bearpodcast. And that's it. And we'll catch you guys next week. I'm going to do a show with Ray. And also, we're going to have On My Pod podcast pretty soon. Yeah, we'll see. Okay, guys. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. What a bear.
Podcast Joanne.
Wolf, what a bear.
I'm seeing your pictures now. Wow. Is this what, how we are right now while you're talking on the phone, or was this earlier?
The ones in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
The big gray chair.
Yeah.
That's where I've been sitting for the last hour talking to you.
In the nude like this?
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is fucking hot. Okay.